This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio 1376. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded October 2nd, more broadcasts from Venezuela, African clandestines, even from Maine. Shortwave is gone from Italy. DXing Sikkim. Increased broadcasts to Burma and Korea. Japan's confusing schedule. Death of a well-known DXer. And the propagation outlook. On the last Friday in September, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard World of Radio at a different time than before on KAIJ 5755. 1100 UT, it had been at 10:30. And KAIJ confirms that is our intentional new time. Fridays at 11 UT, 6 a.m. Central, on 5755. And also remember our other time change on WBCQ, now Thursdays at 2330 UT, or 6:30 p.m. Central on 7415. For the latest updates of all our broadcast times, check the schedules page at worldofradio.org. KimAndrewElliott.com points out that a bill has been introduced in the House of Representatives to save the Delano shortwave transmitting station. It comes from Representative Betty McCollum, Democrat of Minnesota, which would not allow the Broadcasting Board of Governors to cease, degrade, or in any manner limit the quality or reach of any of its broadcasting activities, including the Delano transmitting station in California. If you want to read the bill, at the House website, it's H.R. 3598. Its short title is the Voice of Freedom Act of 2007. No reports of it yet, but on DXers Unlimited September 29th, Arnie Coro mentioned that Radio Havana Cuba would be testing a tropical band frequency of 5055 and also perhaps another lower frequency in the 60-meter band. On September 29th, Tom Sliva in New York City came across yet another hour-long broadcast of Radio Nacional de Venezuela via Cuba, 1500 UT on 11680, and furthermore, the first half of it was in English. Usually it's all in Spanish or maybe with a bit of English thrown in. Trouble is, the Voice of Turkey is already using 11680 in Turkish until 1530, causing quite a collision in northeastern U.S. The transmission from Venezuela was missing on Sunday, perhaps because of the transmitter being needed for other broadcasts, but it was back on Monday, and I heard it well. Out here in Oklahoma, the interference from Turkey was not a problem. Since neither Caracas nor Havana publishes an accurate schedule of these broadcasts, the only way to know when they're on is to run across them like this, and there may be others out there as yet undiscovered. Last week we had a report that HCJB was planning to keep its broadcast direct from Ecuador to Europe going a bit longer than expected, notably in German. But how things change. This week we have a report from Paul Geiger on the ADX list via Kai Ludwig that HCJB is having to cut back. They announced that they are in severe financial difficulties and asked for feedback on whether they should sacrifice shortwave to Europe via Vertical Germany or satellite to Europe via WRN or their website, although that wouldn't say very much. This was on their German language broadcast. I've not seen any reports lately of the Bolivian Radio Estambul, but in case this info is still valid, it's almost a month old now, we should note that Rogildo Aragao in Bolivia was hearing it on 4875.9 at 1050 UT on September 6th. They had a local ad and ID, but at 11 UT, he says there was a religious program from Brazil, and I assume that means it was in Portuguese or maybe in Portunhol. So don't be fooled if you hear something that sounds like Portuguese on that frequency, it may actually be Bolivia. The cheeky KimAndrewElliott.com says, Voice of Zimbabwe, the 24-hour station that broadcasts 4 hours a day. Quoting a report in the Herald of Harare, September 29th, the info minister says he's encouraging the Voice of Zimbabwe to increase hours from 4 to 12 It seems that it's available on shortwave 5975 in the day and 4828 at night. According to this, it broadcasts from 6 to 10 p.m. local, that's 16 to 20 UT, and plays music throughout the remaining hours. That came via allafrica.com. Of course, TX listeners have been reporting it for many months with nothing but music, so that's an improvement. They're actually doing some programming other than music, but not for 4 hours. According to Jari Savolainen in Finland and David Pringlewood in Zimbabwe, it's been heard ending their talk programming, pro-Mugabe government, of course, around 1730 or 1735 on 4828 and then back to music. There's a somewhat confusing situation in Ethiopia on the 50-meter band. Jari Savolainen in Finland tells DX Listening Digest on September 27th, Voice of Tigray Revolution was heard at 17 UT on 5980, replacing 5970, still parallel to 6185. However, on October 2nd, he follows up, the situation is confusing. Monitoring by Mauno Ritola in Finland and myself shows the station on 5970 is Radio Fana. It's in parallel with 6110 and 7210. So there are three Fana transmitters on the air. Meanwhile, the other station, Voice of Tigray Revolution, has been noted on 5980, parallel to 6185. Dan Robinson reported on VOA News that the House Foreign Affairs Committee has passed an Ethiopia democracy bill, which includes expansion of Voice of America broadcasts directed to Ethiopia. Kim Andrew Elliott comments, thankfully, the bill does not call for a radio-free Ethiopia to duplicate the work VOA is already doing in Amharic, Afano Oromo, and Tigrinya. I spotted on the World Harvest Radio website a new entry in their program schedule, Monday through Friday at 18 to 1830 UT, Voice of Meselna Delina, that's the Eritrean clandestine, on 17690 WHRA in Maine. And I confirmed it the following Monday with a very good signal here off the back. According to the program's website in California, they expected to be on 15705 1 hour earlier, and maybe they were for a while, but now they're on 17690 at 1800. This also replaces their previous broadcasts via Europe on 11765 and 7335, as confirmed by Jari Savolainen and Noel Green. On Monday, September 17th, Tariq Zaidan in Egypt ran across a test broadcast from Miraya Radio, M-I-R-A-Y-A, intended for Sudan on 7285 at 0315 past 0500 UT. This is one of those Irondel or United Nations-sponsored services, according to their website, www.mirayafm.org. However, nothing was heard subsequent days, even on the following Mondays, so the test may not lead to anything. We believe it was via IRRS in Milan, Italy, which means it was actually transmitted from somewhere else, such as Bulgaria. 7285 is a frequency already on their schedule at other times. As we've been expecting, RAI in Italy has closed down all its shortwave broadcasts. As of September 30th, although a few of them lasted into UT October 1st, such as the Notturno Italiano service on 6060. But our monitors in Europe and elsewhere have concluded that too is now off the air. Although this received little attention in the mainstream press, even in Italy, shortwave listeners are sorry to see another station disappear from shortwave. They had been broadcasting in some 25 languages. You can read a lot of coverage of this concerning many of the languages which are now gone in recent issues of DX Listening Digest and at KimAndrewElliott.com and also on the Media Network blog. John Babas in Maryland notes a recent report of that little English newscast from the Macedonian station in Thessaloniki, Greece. However, Mauno Ritola in Finland found it was no longer being heard at 1155 UT on 9935 as of September 20th. And he contacted the station. They replied the English newscast has been canceled until the end of the year. I've been looking at the quarterly monitoring logs of the International Telecommunication Union, And there's always something interesting in these extensive listings. The third quarter log, not yet complete, includes a number of entries for over-the-horizon radar pulses from Cyprus, heard at various times by the monitoring station in the UK. I'll just mention the frequencies in case you want to see what they sound like, if you can hear them. 8660-9040-9150-9160-10146-10330. Maybe that's why India moved. 10830-10866-13000 even, 13455 and 23350. On at least three separate days, I heard Radio Seoul for Afghanistan via the UK, 17700, with a CD skipping during music for a couple of minutes at 1346 UT. More evidence that they're playing exactly the same programming from one day to the next. We do enjoy, however, the music not skipping about half an hour later. Aslam Javaid in Lahore, Pakistan, tells us about the English program of the Radio Pakistan News Channel on 5080 kilohertz. It's at 16 to 17 UT, called the English Hour. Starts with a national news bulletin, commentary, sports, business news, and a discussion program called Insight. It's the Islamabad 100 kilowatt transmitter API-4. However, it frequently disappears from the designated frequencies, is inconsistent, and the transmitter is unreliable, mostly producing buzz and noise. Anyhow, there's not much English from Pakistan, so you may want to try to hear it. As expected, the Vivid Bharati service from India on its new frequency 9870 is encountering some interference. Ranjan Kumar in the eastern USA complains in DX India that it's blocked by Austria. Didn't give the time, but it must be in the local evening. Austria's on the same frequency between midnight 30 and 0200. And then Prague is to North America at 0230 to 330, also on 9870. However, in our mornings, it's coming through. Steve Laren, Michigan, here's 9870 for their evening transmission starting at 1245. No interference from China, which had been listed on the frequency. I also heard it at 1340 UT, but with a lot of transpolar flutter. That situation will no doubt vary from one day to the next. However, at the very same time, the All India Radio General Overseas Service in English on 9690 did not have any such flutter from a different site in India. Although the All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim transmitter finally made its frequency change to 4835 almost a year ago, there have been very few DX reports of it. So I noticed one from New Zealand DX Times by John Durham. He was doing a band scan between August 18th and 25th and reports hearing Gangtok at 1230 UT, going from an unknown language into a news relay from Delhi on 4835. According to Joe's Jacobs Comprehensive All India Radio schedule, this is on the air at 0100 to 0430, 1030 to 1600, extended Sundays until 1630, 10 kilowatt transmitter. Well, 0100 is a bit late around sunrise there, but that means our chances will increase slightly for hearing it to the west in Europe or even North America as we get into winter. Interference permitting, 4835 ought to make it to Europe before close down at 1600 or 1630. Of course, Sikkim was once separate from India, and some radio clubs still consider it a separate radio country. The strife in Burma has focused world attention on that country, and there have been a number of reports about the role Democratic Voice of Burma is playing on reporting on the strife from its headquarters in Norway. An Al Jazeera news report featured them, during which it was said that they had increased their daily broadcasts from 2 hours a day to nine. However, as far as we know, the increase does not concern shortwave. At least we've not been able to find any schedule of increased broadcasts on shortwave, only on satellite or internet. Although it does not broadcast in Burmese or any other language except English, to that area, Radio Netherlands has stepped in, pointing out that their service can be well heard in Burma. But so can BBC, Voice of America, and Radio Free Asia, which actually do broadcast in Burmese and even some minority languages. VOA and RFA have stepped up their transmissions. I suppose this may be temporary, depending on the outcome of the situation in Burma, as the Burmese military dictatorship cut off internet access, making shortwave even more essential. As far as I know, they do not have the capacity to jam shortwave broadcasts, at least not do so effectively. I could give you all the new times, frequencies, and transmitter sites for VOA and Radio Free Asia, which take turns broadcasting to Burma so they don't overlap, but it would be rather time-consuming. You'll find them in DX Listening Digest 7118. They're on the air from 23 to midnight, midnight 30 to 2:30, and 11:30 to 15:30 UT. There's also extensive coverage of this at kimandrewelliott.com. Although there's very little in English, if you want to monitor Democratic Voice of Burma itself, as Anker Petersen in Denmark did, 23:30 to midnight 30 UT on 9490 via Germany. Also at 14:30 to 15:30 on 15480 via Armenia and 17625 via Madagascar. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1376. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Mike Bew in Texas for a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our PMail address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. October 1st began a new fiscal year for the U.S. government and had been foreseen as the date for major cuts in VOA language services. However, besides increasing Burmese at least temporarily, Korean has also been increased, not only on VOA but Radio Free Asia, and I assume these are not just temporary increases. These two services are also coordinated, so they're alternating and not on the air at the same time, but one or the other allows Koreans to listen continuously between 1200 and 2200 UT. Those are rather strange hours, except when you consider North Korea. It starts at 9 p.m. local time, goes all night until 7 a.m. So no doubt it's for those who are secretly listening undercover when they're supposedly sleeping. Once again, we have a complete new schedule of these broadcasts showing frequencies and transmitter sites in DX Listening Digest 7118 at worldofradio.org. On September 22nd, S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan told us that the Voice of Kuanghua, also known as Voice of Han from Taiwan to the mainland, had reduced the time for its shortwave service. It had been 24 hours on 9745, but now it's at 0855 to 0103. However, they increased their service on medium wave on several frequencies, namely 711, 801, 846, 981, 1053, 1251, and 1431 kilohertz. Their usage of 1053 probably explains why Firedrake jamming has been heard on that frequency. However, he says they're not using Firedrake to jam the shortwave service. There's also some Firedrake jamming heard on 1557 kilohertz. While that frequency is relaying family radio from Taiwan, that I assume is something new and possibly a mistake, since as far as we know, China's not bothered to jam Western religious broadcasts, although YFR would certainly be on their blacklist, if for no other reason than their long relationship with the renegade province. Seiichi Hasegawa also says the site for the China National Radio Program 1 transmission on 4750 heard around 0900 UT has now been confirmed. According to the Kanto official monitoring station in Japan, it is near Hailar in Namengu. Last week I gave NHK World Radio Japan's reduced English schedule to North America as relayed via Canada. Now I'm going to give all their other English transmissions to other parts of the world from Japan and a few other relay sites. Here we go. Midnight to midnight 20 UT, 17810, 13650, to Europe via UK 5960. 05 to 530, 17810, 15325, to South Africa via Gabon 9725, to Europe via UK 5975. At 09 to 9:30, 11815, 15590, 11890, and 9825. 12 to 12:30, 13660, 9625, via UAE to Europe 17600. 13:10 to 13:40, 11985 only. At 14 to 14:30, 7200, 11985. Via Ascension to Africa 17580. Via UK to Europe 13630. And finally at 2200 to 2220, 13640. Among others, listeners to Radio Japan's German, Italian, Spanish, and Swedish service to Europe lament that these have all been cancelled. On October 1st and 2nd, I monitored the new English broadcast to North America at 14 UT on 11705 via Canada for only half an hour now, and I found that they'd made some changes in format. They're no longer interrupting the news in the middle to give out any frequencies, so now we're on our own to find out what they are. They've abolished the A Song for You music break after the news, going right into their feature program. But it seems besides the news, there are only three distinct programs left in English on Radio Japan. The one on weekdays following the news is called What's Up Japan, currently with a series, a subtitled series called The Challenges of Integration, which actually originate with other broadcasters. That lightens the load for program production at Radio Japan itself. Also, I noticed that the 22 and midnight UT broadcasts are only 20 minutes long with no news. I suppose that's because their newsroom is no longer staffed 24 hours, and it's just too early to bother with news at 7 and 9 a.m. local in Tokyo. The two other feature programs are, on weekends, World Interactive and Pop-Up Japan, which is apparently mainly about music and comedy. Haven't heard it yet. But don't you believe the times given for these, even if you realize they're in JST and not UTC, on the Radio Japan website. Almost all the times are obviously wrong. Here's an explanation from the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan, translated by S. Wakisaka via Seiichi Hasegawa, answering our questions about why the Yamata transmitters cannot broadcast the program of Furosato Nokaze. There are three programs broadcast toward North Korea concerning the abductions, Shiokaze, Furosato no Kaze, and Nippon no Kaze. They're from VT Communications, but only Shiokaze is transmitted from Yamata in Japan. Japanese law on broadcasting says only NHK can broadcast an international service, and the government controls broadcasting licenses. It's quite difficult to get a license to broadcast promptly. At the opening announcement of Shiokaze, they announced the call sign as JSR. This is not a call sign as used for general radio stations. It is instead licensed as a special utility broadcast, just like the traffic information service on 1620 kilohertz. In the case of Furosato no Kaze, they got neither a license as a utility nor as a general broadcast. NHK rejected the proposal of the Japanese government to broadcast it within the programming of Radio Japan. Thus, the Yamata transmitter cannot send the message of Furosato no Kaze. If you enjoy that rustic Hmong music on WHRI, I have now confirmed that following the one-hour Hmong Lao radio on Saturdays and Sundays at 13 UT 11785, there is half an hour of Hmong World Christian radio at 1400. Voice of Indonesia's language schedule was all jumbled up following the earthquake. We thought maybe their timer was disturbed by the tremors, but it more or less returned to normal, which means it's still quite unreliable. Ron Howard in California monitors the RRI Jakarta home service on 9680. He said he found it back on the air September 15th, probably due to Ramadan. Heard around 0950 to 1055 UT. And then a few days later, he discovered that apparently because of Ramadan, they had moved the timing for the English lessons, or should I say Aussie lessons, Kangaroo Radio English. They had been at 10 UT on Wednesdays and Sundays, but during Ramadan, they've been an hour earlier at 0900. You may recall a few years ago there was a sexual harassment problem at the KDPN shortwave transmitter site in Utah. Now here's another one. KimAndrewElliott.com reports this from Pacific Daily News on Guam. A federal lawsuit on employment-related discrimination alleges a male supervisor for a contractor to the VOA relay station on Tinian allegedly sexually harassed a female subordinate. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission states the victim is a female electrical equipment operator who allegedly was subjected to egregious sexual harassment and retaliation, including physical assault and rape. WEOC stated it filed the lawsuit only after exhausting its conciliation efforts to try to reach a voluntary settlement. The federal agency seeks back pay and compensatory and punitive damages for the claimant. A well-known DXer of medium wave, shortwave, and FM has died, Richard E. Wood. News about this came from Patrick Martin in Oregon. He says, I received sad news from Jenny Bunker, wife of Chuck Bunker, who passed away 3 years ago, that Richard Wood of Hawaii died September 27th of a heart attack. He was 67. He apparently had heart troubles the past couple of years. Jenny got the information from Richard Wood's tenant, who said he had no relatives and no will. This led to many comments, which we've put in DX Listing Digest 7117, 7118, and 7119, under Hawaii and Non. Richard Wood was not only an accomplished DXer, but he was a professional linguist and taught in a number of colleges and schools a number of languages, including English. He spent a year or two in Saudi Arabia, but eventually retired from academic life to the Big Island of Hawaii, which, as it so happens, is an excellent location for DXing. He wasn't really on the Internet, but he was running a business, which does have a website, www.richardsfruitstand.com, which, despite the name, was mainly devoted to selling coffee over the Internet. Richard Wood is remembered for his language recognition course, which aired on the old Radio Canada Shortwave Club. And by the way, is still available, thanks to Ian McFarland and Colin Newell, the funds going to a local charity. Details at www.dxer.ca. He also wrote a book published in 1972, Shortwave Voices of the World. Among the many tributes, this from Jeff White. I met him at the 1983 ANARC Convention in Washington, where I just arrived from Curacao. Knowing of his linguistic skills, I jokingly said to him, I know one language I bet you can't speak, Papiamentu, in Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. I thought I had him stumped. Well, he immediately spouted forth a slew of Papiamentu, which I didn't understand, but I could tell he obviously spoke it fluently, an amazing gentleman. And Dan Robinson, VOA congressional correspondent, says it was the photo of Richard Wood in a 1970s communications handbook in front of three shortwave receivers that contributed to my early intense interest in shortwave. The Propagation Outlook from Prague, issued September 27th. Geomagnetic activity quiet, October 5th to 7th, 8th to 10th, 11th to 16th, and 22nd. Active to disturbed on October 4th and 17th, otherwise unsettled to active. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1376.